First game jitters were obvious last night. For both of these teams, there was a lot to prove. Syracuse came into the season ranked first in the preseason CHA coaches poll, while Bemidji State's critics were wondering how they would replace all the scoring they lost to graduation. Thanks to 14 penalties called in the first 43 minutes, there was no rhythm. It was chaos on the ice.
Well, yeah, it was for sure, because all the lines got mixed up, and then you're on power play, then penalty kill, then you sneak in a line change, but you just got to work with it, I guess. You can't control it, so.
The penalties took a lot into that, because it's hard to get a steady rhythm going when there's so many penalties back and forth. So, I mean, the second period helped, there wasn't as many, so hopefully the third, there won't be as many.
A 5-on-3 power play for the Orange proved costly for the Lady Beavs, as Syracuse would strike first at the 12-12 mark of the first period.
Back to Martiniak, up the slot. Shot taken and a goal. Jessica Sibley puts that one up and over the shoulder of Brittany Mohich, who is hanging out along the right post. Flipped that one high.
Halfway through the hockey game, BSU would finally start to click, and Emily Berglund put one away, upper shelf, at the 5:14 mark of the second period.
Now Joyce looks for the shot. She'll fling that one high and hit the crossbar. Beavers coming close to getting a goal here now. Syracuse back to full strength and shot and a goal! Bemidji State ties up the game, and I believe that's Emily Berglund. Birdie found the upper shelf. That was a huge play by Emily Berglund, the sophomore out of Thief River Falls.
By the third, the Lady Beavs were dialed in. Their speed and sharp passes started to show. They were winning the one-on-one battles. At 7:29 of the third period, Riley Fawcett would jam a goal past Abby Miller for the first Beaver lead of the season, and that was just enough for the first win.
At the back wall, Thibodeau and Berglund. Berglund looks for a backhanded shot. Where's the puck? It was loose, and a goal! Bemidji State goes up 2-1, their first lead of the season. I believe that was Berglund again. Emily Berglund with another one. Actually, it might have been Fawcett. Are they crediting Fawcett or Berglund? That was a sweet play.
There's no doubt that this year's Bemidji State squad is trying to prove that they have what it takes to carry on the winning tradition. Today, Bemidji State looks for a road sweep in Syracuse, and the puck drops in 28 minutes right here on the Beaver Radio Network.